mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Wednesday, the fourth day of May, 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have a famous actor and also documentary filmmaker coming on in about 30 minutes, Tom Laughlin. And, of course, in about an hour and a half, we've got David Ray Griffin joining us, who, of course, was on C-SPAN this weekend in an hour and a half presentation he gave of, well, the facts that the evidence is clear, the globalists were behind 9/11. And they're going to be re-airing that, I've been told, on C-SPAN Saturday afternoon, I believe at 2:30 Eastern, 1:30 Central, this Saturday because of overwhelming requests. So David Ray Griffin, the author of The New Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 Commission Report Omissions, and we'll be discussing his two books coming up in the middle of the broadcast today. In the meantime, there is just so much news to cover. I mean, where to start? I was touched by an article that Paul Watson wrote, and I was pleasantly surprised to see it this morning. The real origins of the 9/11 truth movement. This needed to be said, and Paul has said it, and I'm touched by it, and we'll discuss why it's important. Coming up in just a little while, of course, every day or two we see one of these. Phoenix man dies after being tasered. Listening microphones to be installed in an entire city to cut down on noise and people being too noisy. So now it's not to stop Al-Qaeda, it's to stop people talking too loud. And, of course, the microphones have key computer software that listen for keywords and listen for decibels and automatically dial up the police. And every home will be listened to. And this is what we'll all face very soon. Austin, back in 1998, with a federal grant that Kay Bailey Hutchinson got us, $844,000 a year. It's in my film Police State 2000, had microphones put up in a large portion of the city. And since then, they've been putting up more every year since then. Cisco slammed for RFID staff tracker. Wireless RFID server tracks personnel via tags embedded in uniforms. Boston pays $5.1 million to dead Red Sox fans' family. Remember, they murdered Mrs. Snellgrove. Bob Barr wants Patriot Act reined in. You do that by getting rid of it. Public outrage kills L.A. Mexico sign, saying that L.A. is Mexico. Congress to force agencies to identify video news feeds, these hundreds of millions of dollars of fake newscast. Bush says he's not going to follow their order. Chicago's putting in these FEMA air raid sirens, but they're also going to be making New World Order announcements, and it's part of the EAS system that takes over all radio and TV stations. And they admit this here in this UPI article about what's happening in Chicago. Court rules IBM does not have to face Nazi charges. Reuters, not because they didn't help the Nazis, but because the statute of limitations has run out. I didn't know there was a statute of limitations on murder, but according to them, there is. Plainclothes troopers crash Shippensburg students' parties. They can't watch the border, but they can spy on student parties to make sure they're not drinking, keeping us safe from Al-Qaeda. That's time well spent. Don't go after the meth labs. Go after the parties. That's, again, time well spent. That is just some of what's coming up. There is so much news. We're going to cover it all. We got two great guests today, thanks to my wonderful producer. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget, great job Mr. Watson's brother's doing at Infowars.net. It's all coming up after this quick break, so be sure and stay with us.
Alex Jones. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second segment, 8 minutes, 35 seconds into this hour. David Ray Griffin, the professor, who was on C-SPAN last weekend exposing government involvement in 9/11, will be joining us in the middle of the next hour. We also have Tom Laughlin, famous actor and documentary filmmaker, who is launching his own campaign to expose the NWO, will be joining us, scheduled to, here in about 30 minutes. I'm going to open the broadcast up with the real origins of the 9/11 truth movement. Then I will get into entire towns to have every home listened to by its own government-controlled microphone. Then I'll get into Cisco with embedded chips in their employees' clothing, tracking everything they do, everywhere they go. The murder of Mrs. Snellgrove. Boston's had to pay out $5-plus million because the cop blew the young lady's head off. The fight over the Patriot Act is now coming to a head. There is so much coming up, so stay with us. But I was pleasantly surprised this morning, I guess he posted it last night, to read Paul Watson's analysis of who really founded the 9/11 truth movement. And it's important to know that we're not tooting our horns. that it is very important in history, with any historical movement, to have accurate history and to know who truly founded a movement. Because others can try to claim that they founded it and then usurp the moral authority as being founders to then claim that they control a movement. I have never said that I control the 9/11 truth movement. I have never attacked people's individual views on it who believe the government was involved or believe the government had prior knowledge, though there is a wide spectrum of thought on exactly how the globalists carried the attacks out. We know they're guilty. The analogy I've used is the police pull over a murderer who's got skin under his fingernails and blood on his shirt and a scratch across his face, and they open up the trunk and there's a dead woman in the back that he's raped and murdered. Now, he'll never admit to killing her, but we have witnesses that saw him drive into the woods. We have witnesses that heard screams. We have witnesses that have told us that he said he was going to kill her. Why, he even has a conviction for raping and killing another woman. And so as police officers, as detectives, we may sit around in the water cooler room drinking coffee, arguing about how we should carry out the prosecution, what evidence we should bring forward to the DA, and did he stab her before he raped her? Details like that, because he won't talk. He won't give us the absolute final details. But we know he's a killer. We know they carried out 9/11. All the evidence shows it. The official government plans to carry out attacks. The history of it. The CIA insider trading. The public officials warned not to fly. The hijackers trained at U.S. military bases in their houses, cars, credit cards paid for by the U.S. government. The embassies ordered to let them back into the country when they would leave the country for Al-Qaeda summits. The heads of embassies told they're part of a secret anti-terrorism training program. On and on and on with literally 600-plus pieces of evidence. That's what we've compiled. So we know the globalists did it. We know they have the motive for a police state and oil and weapon sales. Even their own PNAC documents say they need terror attacks. Dick Cheney wrote that in September of 2000 before he was even in office. So we know they committed the atrocity. We understand that, but we can debate how they specifically carried it out. What happened in those woods when they did the deed? You understand? But that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened. No, instead, Johnny Come Latelys and others have come along. They have claimed that they are the founders of the 9/11 Truth Movement, and they have declared papal authority, basically, to speak ex cathedra from the throne, literally, and tell us that they decide, and they arbitrate, and they tell us what can be debated, and what can be discussed, and what can be said. And then, 3 years after I break news, 3.5 years after I break stories, they then come out with the news, even years after the Associated Press has reported it, and say that they broke it, and then even attack me and say that it's their story. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's very dangerous. And that's why a few months ago, I mentioned on air that if you really got to have a founder, if you want to know who the founder of the 9/11 Truth Movement is, it's Alex Jones. It has to be done. I mean, it'd be like if I was there at the Continental Congress and I was involved in writing something up, and then somebody came along 20 years later and said, no, I was there and I wrote it up, when it wasn't true. You see, it has to be responded to. Because I'm saying everybody should be able to debate this and have discussions about this, and no one group is totally right. All of us together can defeat the New World Order. Well, Paul Watson has heard me talk about this, and so he decided to write up an article about it. Again, I was pleasantly surprised to see it posted this morning. The Real Origins of the 9/11 Truth Movement. 4 years ago, in May of 2001, I watched a British Channel 4 documentary about Alex Jones' infiltration into Bohemian Grove. At first glance, the show seemed to be a hit piece aimed at discrediting Alex and his work, but I wanted to make sure, so I visited Alex's website and started listening to his radio show. Alex was gripped with anguish and apprehension. He was talking about how the government were about to carry out an act of terrorism to bolster the construction of a police state and a new world order. Alex dubbed his campaign "Expose the Government Terrorist" and urged his listeners to call the White House and tell them to call off the operation. He gave out White House switchboard numbers on his radio and television show on a daily basis for 2 months right up until 9/11. On his television show, Alex elaborated on the fact that the globalists were about to use their asset Osama bin Laden to attack New York. Alex is not psychic. He does not have a crystal ball. He was able to make the call because he could see the conditioning in the media. Bin Laden is a threat. Bin Laden will attack. When bin Laden attacks, give up your rights. This was an increasingly replayed mantra from the controlled media. You can click on a link and watch where I talk about it on the TV show. I watched all this develop before I even spoke to Alex or started my own website. On the day of the attack, Alex called into the Derry Brownfield show, which was being broadcast on GCN before Alex's own show came on the air. Alex was adamant that the government was behind the attack. They had been conditioned, the public, before the attack, and they had the most to gain from carrying out the attack. While others were squabbling over issues of prior knowledge, Alex was firm in pointing the finger directly at the criminals inside the military-industrial complex for being intimately involved in 9/11. And I got all the heat for that. When I said prior knowledge, I got attacked by people who later claimed they were founders of the 9/11 movement. When I said the government was involved day one, I was attacked. The evidence is now overwhelming and clear that this is exactly what happened. They were behind it. In the days and weeks following 9/11, Alex was the first to draw attention to the crucial testimony of people like David Shippers and Greg Palast, respectable figures blowing the whistle on government connections and protection of the terrorist. Greg Palast thanked Alex for being the only radio host. We have a link to his public release that I never asked for. Greg Palast thanked Alex for being the only radio host to pay attention to W199I, a leaked document concerning FBI protection of groups linked to Al-Qaeda. In mid to late 2004, several prominent self-proclaimed 9/11 ringleaders started talking about the fact that war games were used as a cover for the operational execution of the 9/11 attack. Alex was talking about this 2 years beforehand in his film, The Masters of Terror. We have a link to that. And again, in April of 2004 television show, a clip of which can be viewed here. I point out these examples not to lionize Alex Jones in some kind of messiah, but in response to claims of many researchers that they are the grandfather of the 9/11 truth movement, or words to that effect. It is disturbing to note that in many instances, these same researchers have been seen to push obvious frauds like the peak oil theory. At least 3 years ago, Alex warned people that the establishment would allow the truth about 9/11 to get out simply because it was too big a monster to hide. Alex pointed out, however, that the establishment would spin the issue to make people believe that the evil right-wing American imperials were behind the terrorism, and so the only solution would be a left-wing world government to counter them. And now we're hearing that. So you would be forced to accept a false choice between right and left, a right-wing world government and a left-wing world government. Many prominent 9/11 researchers, either unwittingly or deliberately, have been promulgating this dangerous notion, stating that, for example, we need a global democracy to defeat the evil right-wing neocons. The fact that these individuals have been labeled the godfathers of the 9/11 movement is therefore a worrying development. This has given them the credibility required to create a 9/11 orthodoxy and marginalize anyone who discusses 9/11 issues they feel shouldn't be circulated. We vehemently disagree with and are highly suspicious of people who claim to be the bellwether 9/11 authority figures, especially when people like Alex Jones and others were way ahead of them on the curve on 9/11. The examples presented in this article underscore our conviction on the matter. It's very important. And frankly, I took the heat. I hit the barbed wire first. I dealt with it. and then other people try to tell me what to do?
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
And again, folks, it isn't that I want credit. Whenever the listeners call in and say, oh, Alex, you do such a great job. Oh, Alex, you're so wonderful. I say, look, I'm just an average person fighting for my family's future. If my family's going to be safe and happy and have a future, I've got to stand up against this tyranny. I'm just doing my duty. But I do have an understanding of the New World Order that is not that plentiful on what you'd call the truth movement or the freedom movement or the patriot movement or the proof-seeking movement. I have the big picture, and perhaps it's because I did an 18-hour day again yesterday. I did a total of, I said I was going to do 8 hours. I ended up doing 9.5 hours of broadcast yesterday on all these different talk show interviews and my own broadcast. And I do that because I realize how serious this is. I know the globalists are kidnapping children and women right now and flying them to slave brothels. I know they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines right now. And when I get up here and tell you what they're going to do with the Patriot Act 3 years before they do it, when I tell you how they'll try to pass the national ID card and they do it, when I tell you how they're going to push the microchip, the implantable chip, it's because I understand them. It's like, you know, your grandpa who's been watching football for 50 years, and he knows what play they're going to call before they call it. You know those type of football fans who you're amazed by. It's like, are you psychic? Well, no, I've been watching football for 50 years. Well, I've been studying the NWO for 12 years, been on air for 10 years, and I've done about 20, 30 years of work in the last 10 years. I've built up the experience, you know, like an experienced pilot. I've logged the tens of thousands of hours. I've watched the globalists. I've studied them. I've read their policy reports until 3 a.m. so many nights, it's unbelievable. And I got up here on air, and I pulled out all the stops for 3 hours one day. And I said, call the White House. They're going to blame Bin Laden. He's going to take the blame. They're going to attack the World Trade Center. I'm looking at the CDs of that. I had them burn me CDs years ago. I meant to air them on air. I've never had time to give them to staff and have them grab all the clips out. But you know what? I've got the staff now. I've hired a few more. I need to dig those out. They're in a stack right over here. I need to play those. Much more powerful than the TV show where I did it, where I said this is probably what's going to happen. Like, he's been lied to attack the World Trade Center. He'll take the blame. How did I know that? I had sources, but not just sources. It was my understanding. And it was hard to go on air and say that before 9/11. It was hard to do it on the morning of 9/11. It was hard. I mean, Derry Brownfield invited me on. Derry's a great guy. And then after that happened, he got so much heat, he told me, sorry, Alex, you're banned from the show. I got his email from his producer. He said, we know you're right, but we lost stations today, and we can't ever have you on the show again. And, of course, I lost stations, but later got those stations back and got even more stations. I got death threats over it. I laid out what they would then do. And they're going to carry out more attacks, folks. Because you've stood up and exposed 9/11, we've already backed off their attacks. They would have already happened, bigger ones. And so I do have credibility. I'm sorry I get upset sometimes, and that delivery style might not be palatable to some, but this is heavy information. This is painful. And this is the reality of what we face. And then it's very sad to watch individuals come out of the woodwork who try to limit the scope of the 9/11 investigation and to watch them declare themselves the grandfathers and godfathers and fathers. There's a bunch of them. People, in some cases, even attacked me early on and said that I was wrong, that the government was involved. They now say that and then claim information that we broke. And so that's why I've spent some time on this today. So I hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.com and go down to the right-hand side of the first news column. And the headline is The Real Origins of the 9/11 Truth Movement. I hope you'll email this out to people. So when they hear somebody announcing that they're the grandfather of the 9/11 Truth Movement, they'll investigate that individual. They'll investigate those individuals. Because I never wanted to claim this mantle, though it is mine. I personally don't care. I didn't care. But I didn't realize, I didn't think about it, how important it is to be able to claim that. Because then they claim, almost, as I said, papal authority. It's the same analogy that you know, I have this position, and I'm the one that first broke this, and so I'm the one that just tells you who you can believe and who you can listen to. That's what they're doing. As the father of the 9/11 movement, I'm saying you're all more important than I am, you're smarter than I am, you should be leaders. I'll support you if you're doing good work. I'll have you on this radio show. But if you're a backstabbing viper, I won't. So that's why I have to do this. It's important. You know, it'd be like if I was the first person to fly across the Atlantic Ocean in a one-engine plane and then somebody else took credit for it. You'd be mad, wouldn't you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Famous actor and documentary filmmaker Tom Laughlin will be joining us for 30 minutes in the next hour. He's getting involved in a movement against the NWO and making a new documentary, a new film about it. And then 30 minutes into the next hour, for a full hour, we're going to have David Ray Griffin, the professor who's been exposing government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11, joining us as well. Another great 9/11 researcher who isn't involved in backstabbing and attacking other researchers, who's just involved in getting the truth out, will be joining us. That's what we do. We hold up the real researchers, the people that care, the people that are taking action, and he'll be joining us coming up as well. I'm going to go to Richard and Charles and others in the news here in a moment. Just my final comments about the 9/11 truth movement is that we've seen multiple self-described leaders and founders of the 9/11 truth movement who have no claim to that mantle, which is a dangerous mantle, I would add, by the way. It's like John Hancock signing his name big and fat on the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's really asking for it. It's not in particularly a mantle I want. I just want to defeat the New World Order. That's what I care about. But some of these same individuals then tell us, 9/11 truth movement dead. Go home. Go to sleep. It's over. Move on to something else. When we're on the verge of it becoming mainstream and in major polls show the majority of Americans think like we do. I mean, right when we're winning the battle, suddenly, okay, lay down. Very Benedict Arnold-like and of a great concern. So that's why I've got to get up on air and lay my cards on the table, and you go, it's ridiculous. You know, a lot of people thought, man, Alex is a loose cannon. He's shooting his mouth off. This guy goes on the air at, 10 o'clock in the morning on 9/11. Well, that's not even true. I was calling to Dave and Joyce that day, he, right after it happened. But they're on Derry Brownfield for, 30 minutes laying it out. Now, this guy, he's a loose cannon. He's on the air saying Operation Northwoods, U.S. government plan, because that's in the plan to hijack jets for remote control and crash them and blame it on foreign enemies. And, man, this guy, where does he come up with all this? I've been saying it for 2 months when I could really see from all the different indicators that they were going to do this. And I've really got to thank the ADL for demonizing me that night. They put out a report attacking me, going, look at Alex Jones. Within hours of it, he's blaming the government. And you go read the quotes I gave that they put on their website, still there. I mean, I've got the opposition, the establishment demonization arm, who just goes out demonizing good people and mixing them in with bad. I've got them basically documenting for the record. A week later, the Washington Post savaged me. This Alex Jones, you can even go to the Alex Jones section for my bio on Infowars.com, and in there, one of the articles that's listed is an article out of the Washington Post, and they've got me in there. Alex Jones thinks the government was involved as a pretext to invade countries. Alex Jones thinks the government was in control. Alex Jones is crazy. I mean, imagine taking the heat, being the first to hit the barbed wire, to literally hit the barbed wire so everybody else could run over my back, and then to have the people that ran over my back after I took the machine gun nest turn around and say, I'm bad. And turn around and after we've almost taken the hill, tell everybody, turn around and go home. No, never. I've taken a lot of shots going up this hill. And I'm not going to let individuals out there stop what we're doing. We're going to go all the way to the end. We're never going to stop. We're never going to surrender. We're never going to give in. We're never going to give up. I mean, it's satisfying to go from being a pariah to everything I talked about now being with the general public on the street. Talk to them, something that they believe and they've heard and they know. They just don't have all the details. Now it's our job to give them the details. So again, I ask you to go to prisonplanet.com and get this article, The Real Origins of the 9/11 Truth Movement, and to email it out to everybody. And there were other people, by the way, that were focusing on government-sponsored terror and that were warning people. What really happened was, Jeff Rentz was. There's so many that we could call the founding fathers and mothers of exposing government-sponsored terrorism, but I was obsessed with it. I was haranguing it. I was detailing it. I was laying it out with specifics. Because, I guess it's a blessing, sometimes it feels like a curse, I understand how they operate. I know their program. But there were a lot of people that had the government-sponsored terror sections that were concerned about it. I mean, Oklahoma City, World Trade Center, first bombing. That's why we were already talking about government-sponsored terror, because we had all these other examples of it. All right, that's enough. It's just, it's too rich. It's too much to watch people claim they're the founders, or other have people claim it for them, and there's a bunch of them doing this. And then to watch them run around and tell us that we've jumped on their bandwagon and that we're a bunch of scallywags. It isn't about who's the first. It isn't, but we have to talk about it because people will claim that mantle and that authority. Well, I don't have to claim it. It's mine. It's my John Hancock on my head, my treasure, my family, my future, my life, my blood, my sweat, my tears. It's my millstone. And oh, it's just incredible. It's absolutely amazing. And I've just been thinking about it the last few months and mulling it over and watching all this happen. Who's up first here? Richard in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, keep up the good work. I was wondering, you didn't mention Ruby Ridge. I think that's despicable what happened, that Agent Horiuchi fired through the building and killed, didn't know who he was shooting at, just fired through the building.
Well, that's his story. Actually, in his testimony, he bragged he could shoot the corner at a couple thousand or a couple hundred yards, and Vicki Weaver was on the porch with a baby in her arms that was breastfeeding, and he blew her head off, and chunks of her skull went into the baby.
Oh, I understood she was in the house, and he fired through the wall. But
no, she was out the front door, and he fired through the glass on the door.
So what's the solution to this junta we have in Washington? What do we do?
Junta's a good word. Why don't you tell folks first what a junta is?
Well, that's like a dictatorship that basically is a dictatorship, and that's what we're living on.
A dictatorship of a crew. It's not a single dictator. It's a gang, a nest.
Well, you start with the head, and then it works out from there. But
all their subsidiaries feeding
like,
on people. The
like
Nazis were a junta.
Like Halliburton Oil, for instance. I mean, this is outrageous what's going on and what we're doing. I talk to people about the Social Security thing. People are concerned about it, and what we need to do is go after these congressmen that had the fiduciary responsibility of overseeing Social Security and didn't, and prosecute them.
Well, it's like a gambler, and they're the casino. They set up a system, get us hooked on it, got to have it, because now they control the economy. They've set it up so we're dependent, where you can't get the good jobs in many cases, and even people who've worked and paid in their whole lives, they're saying, okay, we spent all the money in it, and so now we've got to give it over to the corporations, who I don't trust either. It's all the same group.
Well, and it's not we, the corporations. It's supposed to be we, the people. We need to get back to that. We need to go to public financing for elections, stop the pick, stop the pack, stop the hard money, stop the soft money, because it's all... It's
but we've got to get into the details. They told us campaign finance reform would stop corporations. It doubled the money they could give and restricted the money you and I can give.
Oh, exactly. That's the whole deal.
Everything's up is down. They give you a... National ID card says to stop illegals, actually helps the illegals, but people believe the propaganda. I mean, it's always the opposite.
Well, if we really wanted to stop the illegals, we'd secure the southern border. I mean, what is going on in this country? Why aren't, and nobody's admitting that they're Republicans anymore.
They've put up over 700 microphones that we know of in Austin, Texas, listening to the public, but they won't put them up on the border.
Sad. So sad.
Thanks for the call. Great points. It's just unbelievable. Charles in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I was listening to O'Reilly. That's what caused me to give you a call. I wanted to make a comment about the ADL. You mentioned that did they put you on their website?
Yeah, they've done it several times.
Well, and there's a book called The Other Side of Deception. It's by a former Mossad agent named Viktor Otrovsky. And in that book, now this isn't Charlie saying this, this is Viktor Otrovsky. The ADL is an arm of the Mossad Foreign Intelligence Agency.
Well, the LAPD, and it also happened in San Francisco, raided them and found all the files. Of course, it is Mossad.
So they're operating knowingly.
It isn't an arm. It isn't an arm. It is Mossad.
It's so incredible that these people are here operating in our country and giving advice to our own intelligence agency against their own citizens. We have been taken over by foreigners. What I wanted to ask you about, and we've talked about this before, but these the minions on these talk shows, like Mr. O'Reilly, it's just unbelievable to me that they all have this same story about this 5-year-old that they've handcuffed. I don't know if you've noticed that. It's so sickening.
They're talking about the 5-year-old Michael Jackson or this runaway bride, and the 5-year-old is important, but not the runaway bride or Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's... That Michael Jackson thing, we should be able to sue him, too, just to have to listen to that garbage. But anyway, this is for them to... People with actual some intelligence stating that it's okay to handcuff a 5-year-old child, to have the police come into... I mean, what is it really going to take?
Three police. And no one asked, why was there a camera there to begin with? See... We just organically, like it's part of our environment now, don't ask ourselves, why was there a camera in that first grade class?
Yeah, you automatically, and what you're saying is probably 10% of what really helped that. This stuff cannot possibly
Sir, be overstated. From England to the U.S., every city is going to have a microphone pointed at every house. This is the official federal plan.
Well, in yesterday's
paper... That's 1984, my friend.
In yesterday's paper, they have the Secret Service in the federal building in Pittsburgh. They have a two-page article about it where they're monitoring people's computers and their emails like this is the thing to do. And there's no response. Nobody seems to even...
No discussion of a Fourth Amendment, no nothing.
It's absolute. Why don't they just call them the secret police? Why don't they call them the Stasi? Okay, we're watching the bourgeoisie and the lumpen.
Well, they're doing. And thank you, Charles. Great point.
Can I ask what?
Go ahead.
Another thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you this other thing about. They took 400 children up in New York City on these foster children, and they put them into an HIV study. Without notifying their parents, not even notifying their foster parents.
With a very dangerous experimental chemical that killed some of them, thanks for the call. And again, that's what you hear about in our media. If you read the BBC and you read a few of the local New York papers, never makes it out nationally, it's over 400. That was one study. If the foster parents refused to do it, they took them, took their check. If the CPS workers refused, which some did have a conscience, they were fired. But, sir, hundreds of those children didn't even have HIV. And this was a poisonous chemical that they wouldn't even give people who were dying of AIDS. But, sir, type in foster children, pesticides tested on foster children. They killed children in New York, killed them, by making them drink pesticides. So that's your government. I mean, I was on Jeff Rent's program last night, and I was talking to him. And we brought up DU. The Army's own reports say that if you ingest it, it will kill you and then it causes deformities. Our troops' children had triple the deformities of the general public after the first Gulf War. And speaking of triple, they used at least three times as much DU this go-around, and this time in big cities. Now, every year in Texas, we get hit by this red dust, and they tell us that it came from Central Asia, and it blows across. It starts blowing in Saudi Arabia, moves across Iran, Afghanistan, and blows, and this thick red dust gets on our vehicles, and they say on the news that it's from Mongolia and from Afghanistan. The Earth's air recycles every 48 hours. It goes into the rain. They admit levels of DU are being picked up in water tables across the U.S. Do you know they tested and used tons of DU off the coast? This is admitted on an island that is less than a half mile away from a major city in Puerto Rico. Folks, uranium. New York Daily News didn't believe it. Tested 14 troops who were dying. All 14, none of them were hypochondriacs, all 14 had two rims of radiation in them. And the new scientists did CAT scans of their lungs, a bunch of other troops, giant fogs everywhere. They shrivel up, they die. What type of elite do we have who knowingly knows this is bad and uses it twice in Iraq, once in Serbia? By the way, they've had a quadrupling of deformities there. In Afghanistan and in 10 sites in the United States. Open air sites. Folks, this is insanity. Why does the elite do this? It has a half-life of 500 million years. That means it doesn't start weakening. It's full strength. Or what is it, 540-something million years. It will be radioactive. What was the number? 40 billion years. 40 billion years. Half-life of 40-something million. 400 million, excuse me. I got to dig these numbers up. It's just mind-blowing. When you get into these numbers, it's hard to... Is it 45 million or 400 million. I think it's 400 million is a half-life. I, you know what? Somebody dig it up online and call me. The radioactive half-life. It'll be on university websites of depleted uranium. The point is, it's millions of years and billions till it will be non-radioactive. Not to mention the heavy metal effects of this. This is blowing over here. It's not just over there. What type of government feeds pesticides to children? I mean, it was in the New York Daily News that they would go to a poor black mother and say, give us your 8-year-old or we're going to take your 2-year-old. And she'd cry and give him the child. And they'd take little Billy. And they even mentioned kids' names. I even had families on about it when I was first talking about it 3 years ago when I first learned. Now the scandal's gotten bigger. And they would give them these drugs, give them pesticides. Some of them would die. They would put our troops in a containment facility and nerve gas them and kill them. Tell their family they died accidentally.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Scott running the show just went to the big federal regulatory agency on uranium, plutonium, and I stand corrected. The radioactive half-life is 4.5 billion years on depleted uranium. 4.5 billion. But I know from memory, I've had Dr. Rocky and others on who wrote the book on it, and they were saying hundreds of millions of years, I believe it was 400-something million, until it begins to lose some of its full power effect. But does it matter? I mean, if it was a million, it'd be bad enough. If it was 1,000, it'd be bad enough. 4.5 billion, so as usual, it's much worse than I said. And going from memory, I believe it loses all of its radioactive properties in, I believe it's over 40 billion years. We can try to find that number. But the half-life before it starts degrading at all is 4.5 billion. So, again, if it was 1,000 or 4.5 billion, it really doesn't matter, but it is 4.5 billion, according to official government numbers. I'm not really an expert on these things. Boy, so this is your government. This is what they're doing. And they used thousands and thousands of tons in Iraq just this last go-around. They bombarded Republican Guard bases and Saddam's palaces. They served out the ammunition for 50 cals, for Bradley fighting vehicle guns. It's not just in the 18 Warthogs or the Abrams Sabo rounds anymore. It is in scores. Pentagon has a list of it, of ammunition. And there's been a few cases where the Iraqis are able to steal a tank round, and they pry it out and take it and mold it into their own small arms rounds, because they can take the big old, I don't know, 2-foot-long uranium rod out of the Abrams shell. They can make a bunch of bullets out of it, and just a little bitty 50-cal bullet shoots right through an Abrams, just right through it. And we've had quite a few Abrams knocked out because of that. I mean, this stuff is so deadly. And the globalists, their children are breathing it. George Bush's daughters breathe it. I see Bill Clinton on TV drinking Diet Cokes, which aspartame is deadly. I mean, they just revel in it. They love it. They just don't care. And, of course, they're just puppets. But you hear about Senator Rockefeller, West Virginia. You hear about Prince Philip. You know, they're all into health and these special cleansings. And maybe they've got the cure to all this, so they don't care. And their minions just don't care about their own families. I just... You got to get your mind around who these people are. Before we end this hour, and Ed and Rick and everybody, your calls are coming up. We got a guest, too. And before we end this hour, please get Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's 3 hours on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. It's a mini-series, 3 films in 1, 4 films on the DVD, really. The Police State, 9/11, and who the elite is, their order of death, and why they love death so much, and they're driving ideologies. You can order hard copies of the film as low as $14 when you get multiple copies at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Watch all my films, my weekly TV shows, everything. It's all there. It's all available. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day and get your membership. Or call toll-free to get the films. 1-888-253-3139. If you take action, the New World Order cannot stand. If you get the films, make copies, tell others to make copies, it's an unstoppable force. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. We'll start the second hour. 2 great guests coming up in your calls, so stay with us.
Berkey.